You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 126, Yelling Help. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode called Yelling Help. Is that kind of a funny title? Maybe I'm just going to say, how to be better at yelling. Actually, I want to do the opposite way of how to help of not being a yeller. So a couple years ago, I created a group of a challenge of No Yell November. And I'm just really passionate about teaching mamas how to not yell at their kids. And I thought this would be fun. I love challenges. I love stuff like that. So I created this No Yell November challenge. It's on a Facebook group, all those fun things. So I just went through and would give you tips and ideas and ways to help to not yell anymore. So anyway, after I just did it for that month of November, and then COVID hit, and I was trying to think of a way that would be helpful to all the new homeschool parents or parents who were not used to being at home all the time, or maybe you were still always homeschooling, but now you got rid of extracurricular activities or any of those things, and everybody's kids just came home, and a lot of emotions were heightened, and just being together nonstop. Because even though I homeschool and I'm with my kids, they still have extracurricular activities and they're playing with friends. And when it all hit, a lot of people, myself included, we quit everything. Well, everything quit, but like we didn't hang out with friends. We didn't see family. We didn't do any of that stuff for a while. So I just thought it would be helpful to resurrect the group and have it be just something where I was continually helping. So I've kept it going. And I post a couple times a week in the group. And I've just really been thinking a lot about, do I keep this group? Do I not keep this group? Every now and then somebody posts a really cool story of just like, just having this desire and just awareness. All of a sudden they're seeing the progress of themselves and what it's creating for their family. And so I've loved seeing success stories. I've loved seeing those things. I love doing support. And I was trying to think of how can I not overextend myself, but still keep this group and have the support for this group and all these things. And I realized that I can just make an episode every so often about no yelling support and no yelling help, and to really just give you some of tips and ideas to keep the ball rolling. Also, the Facebook group is still for free to join. You can go to my website, coachmegthomas.com, and on the link on the side, there will be, I think it says No Yelling Mamas Group or something like that. Now funny, I don't even realize what the name is. Join No Yelling Mamas, that's what it says. So you can click Join No Yelling Mamas and you can join it for absolutely free. So in the summertime, I was doing some Facebook Lives. I'll do those every now and then. But at least two times a week, I'm posting in there, answering questions and all that stuff. So I'd love to have you. But this was a way I thought that I'm already doing my podcast. So why not just add in some more yelling, non-yelling tips, not how to be a better yeller. I would lose my voice. I'm a terrible yeller. So anyway, I've decided to do that just because I have found that with homeschool, like you may think like, how does this correspond? Homeschooling and yelling, like why does it matter? And I have found because you cannot teach a child whose heart you do not have. And that is Gordon, I always say his last name wrong, Dr. Gordon Neufeld. I don't know. I think it's Neufeld. It's a quote he has, but I've just twisted it a little bit and saying you cannot teach. And I have found that in order to really connect well with your child and to be able to teach them and have homeschool be a positive experience, you need to be a safe parent. And it's hard to be a safe parent if you are not a safe parent and yelling at your kids. And I've just had so many experiences with other mamas about seeing progress with their kids when they let go of yelling that all of a sudden homeschool became much more enjoyable. Homeschool was more fun. Kids started opening up and wanting to connect with them more and wanting to be with them more. So by getting rid of yelling, in your home, you can see how you can start creating peace in your home, how your homeschools can start being more peaceful, how there can be stronger connections with you and your children, and all those beautiful things. So that is why I have no yelling as a huge part of homeschool, because you are with them all the time. And can you imagine, like, if a teacher were yelling at your kids all the time, your kids would hate that teacher. They wouldn't want to go with it. They wouldn't want to go to school, or they wouldn't want to be with that teacher, right? So if you're yelling at your kids all the time, you could maybe see why they might hate school, or they don't want to be with you, or some of those things, right? Because you get to decide whether or not yelling is good or bad, but you do not get to decide the consequences of your choices. So some of the consequences of the choices of yelling are a wedge in your relationship with you and your child not feeling safe with you, and some of those things. So there's always a way to come back. So if you've been listening to me for a while, you'll know I'm very passionate about not yelling at your kids. And you'll know because I grew up in a home where there was a lot of yelling. And that yelling often turned into verbal abuse, emotional abuse, and even physical abuse. And so when I think about yelling, because as I've coached so many women and so had the support group and all these things, I realized there's quite the spectrum with yelling. I just happened to get one extreme of the spectrum. But I realized that some people were like, I don't even want to yell for dinner. To me, that's not even okay. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. There's this huge spectrum, right? And there's even this yelling of like, time to go, everybody, let's go. And then there's even yelling of like, come on, guys, let's clean up our mess. But then what happens is if you continue down this road, you a lot of times start gravitating towards this more extreme, where then all of a sudden words get in like, you're so stupid. Why do you make so many messes? You are driving me crazy. Where we start adding attacks and little barbs. And I've seen firsthand what happens as people go down this path of how it eventually turns into physical abuse or emotional or verbal abuse. And so everybody has the, I don't want to say the ability to be a yeller, and everybody has the ability to not be a yeller. And if you've heard I believe it's an old Native American tale about there are two wolves inside of us, and which wolf will win, and it's whichever one you feed. So if you want the wolf of being patient, to being calm, if you want that wolf to win, then that's the wolf you need to feed. If you want the wolf of being negative and grumpy and tearing people down with words, then by all means, keep on yelling. But you will not like what you reap with what you've sown with that. And so just really getting a good perspective. Now, people often think that I'm super judgmental because I teach don't yell at your kids and all those things. I'm not. When I had children, I just thought for sure I was not going to yell at them and I was going to be this perfect, wonderful mother. And I wasn't. I totally saw how easy it was to yell at your kids. They spilled stuff. My little boys, they're 18 months apart, my first two boys. And so when they were little, they got into a lot of mischief because I was pregnant often, a lot. For the first 6 years I was pregnant, I was having a baby. And they would dump paint down the stairs, and they painted their heads. And oh my goodness, just so many crazy things, shaving. Oh, I can't even think of all of the wild things they did. But anyways, getting into ashes, getting into just destructive things just because they were curious little boys. And I was pregnant and nursing and doing all these things. And I saw how quickly it was to yell at my kids. So I do not judge anybody for yelling at their kids. I actually have a complete understanding, and I know why you do, because it feels effective and it feels like it works. But you will not like the harvest that it reaps. And so I spent years of really overcoming this habit of mine. Yelling is just a habit, right? Just like any other habit. Yelling is just a habit, and you can break any habit, and you can train yourself to have a new habit. And I really love people doing that. So I never have judgment for people. If they come to me and they're like, I yell at my kids, I'm like, okay, that's just information. Now, like, you get to decide what you think about that and how you feel about that and all those things. But I have no judgment for you. So I just want to always throw that out there, because I just want to tell you that. Okay. So just like mastering any other habit or any other skill, it does not happen overnight, even though it would be so amazing to say, like, I want to play the piano like Mozart and I want it to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen. So if you're like, I want to be the most patient, wonderful mom in the whole entire world, and I want it today. fantastic, but it doesn't happen like that. If you're on a journey of health, you cannot drop 20 pounds or 40 pounds in a day or even in a week, right? You have to continue to work at it and progress at it. And all of a sudden you're healthy. And if you keep those good habits going, you will maintain a healthy weight and a healthy body and those things. But just because it doesn't happen overnight doesn't mean it has to take a really, really long time. There are people who do like completely change their lives. I think there's a really neat guy on Instagram. It's Fit to Fat to Fit. And he's done it a couple times where he's a very fit man. And then he wanted to connect with his clients and understand what it was like to lose weight. And so he actually was very fit and then allowed himself to get fat and just ate, I don't know how many calories he ate, but a lot of calories, and they would gain like 60 pounds or something. And then he would have to go through the journey of losing all this weight. And so it was interesting to watch that how quickly he was able to lose the weight by just being very focused and very committed to eating a certain diet and exercise and all those types of things. Now, some people it takes a couple years and they're like, fantastic. I don't care that it took a couple years because now I'm healthy and I just enjoy this body. So you get to decide if you really want to just like dive in and have this habit just over and done with and create a new habit, or do you want it to take a couple years? And there's no right or wrong answer because the final destination is the same place where you are now a safe parent, where you are now a peaceful parent, a patient parent, all those beautiful things. So this makes me think of good old Moses in the Bible. And Moses, bless his heart, had to put up with so many Israelites complaining at him, just all the things with the Israelites. And so if you're not familiar with the story, please go read the Bible. But Moses is in the Bible, and he was basically called to help free the Israelites from the Egyptians. And he was going to take them to the promised land. So what's interesting, if you were to walk this journey, even back in Moses's time, that journey could have taken 11 days. Does that blow your mind? 11. It only from where they were to where they were going to the promised land could have been an 11-day journey. But how long did it actually take them? 40 years. Another interesting fact about the Israelites is as they were going and on this journey, some of them wanted to turn back to Egypt, where they were slaves, where they didn't have a lot of extra, where they were beaten and all these terrible things. And they're like, well, but at least I know what to expect there. I at least have a bed. I don't care if it's a rock bed or a terrible bed, but it's a bed, right? So sometimes we turn back just because it's familiar and comfortable, and being out in the wilderness and being on this journey is uncomfortable and I don't want to do it. So I'd rather go back to comfort. So I want you to think, like, how often do you do that with yelling? How often do you go back to like yelling at your kids because at least I know it. At least I know it's going to give me instant results. At least I know what I'm going to get. But what if you could look forward at this promised land? And you could think of like this, I could create a home full of love and laughter. I could have a home full of joy and understanding. And that looks so awesome. And I could make it this really quick journey to get there. But then you get on this journey. It's like, well, this is hard. Sometimes my kids drive me crazy and I just want to yell at them. Sometimes I'm frustrated and I just want to yell at them, or it gets the job done and it gets everybody going. A common thing I have heard is my kids don't listen to me unless I yell. So we go back to the slavery and the bondage and in our own home, we go back to the discontent and the contention and just angry and grumpy. And then what usually happens when mamas yell is then they feel terrible that they yelled and their kids have cried and they're grumpy and they're not happy about things. And so it's like, yeah, but at least we know that. But you know what the promised land has, right? Like it can be peace and it can be joyful and all these things. And why do so many people turn back to what's comfortable, to what they know? Right? It'd be so interesting to really just dive into that and saying, why do people do that? Why are you not willing to be uncomfortable for something better? I think a lot of it boils down to instant gratification. And I mean, I just see this everywhere, and I see it within my own life, and I see it within my clients' lives and my children's lives and all these things where we want instant gratification, and yelling gives us that instant gratification. I feel like things are out of control and I want to feel in control right now. And when I yell, I feel big, I feel strong, and I feel like everything's in control when I do these things. right? But delayed gratification is, I'm going to be patient. I am going to love unconditionally. I'm going to be long-suffering. I'm going to find what you're doing right. I'm going to take extra time to help you find your shoes instead of yelling at you finding your shoes. I'm going to do those things, and that is going to be so much better down the road if I'm just willing to be uncomfortable. So either way, I want you, So what if you have some faith to leave the old ways behind you and trade it for something so much better? How long would this journey of overcoming a habit of yelling take you? For some of you, you could decide to be done today and say, I'm never yelling again. Today is my last day. Like, think of somebody who has given up smoking and was like, today, excuse me, I lose my voice. Today was my last day. I'm never doing this again, right? Or sometimes people take a little bit longer. That I want to, I could just quit yelling today. Or maybe you're like, I just am going to be aware, and I'm willing for this to be a process and this to be a journey. I'm gonna take my 40 years. I'm gonna take my 40 years to get better. Either way, you reach the final destination. It's how long you decide you want the journey to take, and just remembering what is at the end of that journey, of the peace you have, the joy you have. Just think of what I think of too with children and whatnot, is that they're not children forever. And if you have children who have moved out of the house and used to be out of yeller at them, you can still reconnect with them and do those things. But I love thinking of getting to that destination a little bit quicker for myself, maybe because I'm competitive and whatnot. Because then I get to have more years with my children at home where it is peaceful. And then I also get to teach them these awesome habits of what to do when you're frustrated and what to do when you're mad and what to do with all these high emotions, right? So I love that to be a teaching opportunity as well for my children, so that I teach them what to do instead of like, well, I'm a yeller because my mom was a yeller and her mom was a yeller, right? Instead, like, no. What if I'm not a yeller and I teach my kid how to not be a yeller and teach them how to resolve things from love, with kindness, with patience, with all those things? So coming up in the months along the way, I am going to continue to do episodes where we will dive in of just really breaking it down really simple of like, what's one simple thing you can do? So today I'm going to give you one really, really simple thing you can do. You have to decide you want to quit yelling. Right? As simple as that, that you have to decide you truly are done, that you are really ready to embark on this journey and that you're not going to turn back. Now, it doesn't mean that this journey is going to be flawless and that you're going to be perfect at it, but that you're willing to keep going forward. So that's what I want you to decide today is, am I really willing to have yelling be a thing of the past? People are afraid to give it up because it's what they've known. It's how they've parented. Like, I don't know how I would parent then. That can all come, and I'm going to help you along the way. But today I want you to make the choice whether or not you are going to let yelling be a thing of the past, or if you want to keep it going. Do you want to get on this road and this journey to be able to create something even more amazing and more peaceful in your home? You'll have to drop the story that your kids make you yell. You will have to stop telling yourselves that I would just quit yelling if my kids would just do what I said. They wouldn't be so difficult, right? So if you're ready for this adventure and this journey to really dive in, I want you to come and join the free Facebook group where I will be continuing to post help and support for those on the journey. If you are looking to make the journey a little quicker, I invite you to join Mama's Members, where you'll have access to parenting videos and be able to speed up the process and weekly group coaching calls. But if you're like, girl, I'm in. I want this 11-day journey. And I invite you to join Mama's Members Plus, where you have all the video content, weekly group coaching calls, plus weekly private coaching calls that you have available to you. I have watched this change people's lives. I love when I get amazing letters about, this has changed my family. We are connected. We are loving. I didn't know families could be so happy and so much fun. So if you are ready to really just kick this in the butt and becoming like getting to this destination of this peaceful, amazing home, I want to invite you to whichever way you feel possible, whether it's a Facebook group, Mama's Members, or Mama's Member Plus, to come in and help join the revolution of creating peaceful homes. All right, amazing mamas, I will see you next week and have a good one. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.